Hello, this is William Hemphill, Faith and Family Matters Podcast. I am a pastoral counselor who talks about faith, but I also do a lot of work with couples, helping them resolve conflict, build better communication skills, and increase connection. Today, I want to talk about something that's very interesting. What do you do when hope is gone? What do you do when hope is gone? And I want to just start from the fact that it's Holy Week here. It is Holy Week. It is the week where we head to Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and of course, Resurrection Sunday in the Christian faith. Good Friday, of course, being the night where Jesus was crucified. And Resurrection Sunday is when we acknowledge that Jesus rose again on the third day. And I like to say, what do you do when hope is gone? Because I want to concentrate on a different day that's not often talked about. And I've heard it called Silent Saturday. Silent Saturday. It's the time, of course, from when Jesus died to when Jesus rose again. And I wonder what the disciples were thinking, but then also what we might think when hope is gone. So, of course, we know that Jesus, of course, died on Good Friday, was crucified. We know if we look at several events there, we know that Peter had followed him until, of course, Peter had denied him three times, as he was told in the scriptures, and then went away, of course, grieving. I imagine that there were a couple things that the disciples were probably feeling. First of all, I imagine there was a lot of doubt and a lot of worry. If you think about it for a moment, the disciples had given their lives to follow Jesus. When you give your life to a purpose, a faith, your family, your business, or whatever it is, a cause, when you give your life to something, naturally you place a lot of investment in it, a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of money, a lot of sacrifice. You invest your life in something. And the disciples invested their lives in following Jesus. They had stopped fishing to become fishers of men. We know Matthew was a tax collector. Luke was a physician. They had all these different things that they were doing that they essentially had given up to follow Jesus. And so I imagine to see the one that they followed, the one in whom they had hope, the one who was to be the Messiah, the one who was to bring about a new kingdom, although they were looking at an earthly kingdom instead of the kingdom of heaven, I would say. But I imagine in order to see that and to watch him die had to be crushing. I imagine some of them were hiding out. Because I want us to think about this for a moment. That was the government that crucified Jesus. The Roman government had the authority to do crucifixion. Yes, there were Jewish leaders, corrupt Jewish leaders that orchestrated this trial and everything, but that was the Roman government, the one who was ruling all of them in the earthly realm that had orchestrated that crucifixion. And so I would imagine that disciples, being human, seeing your leader dead, executed by the government, they might have gone into hiding, thinking they were next. So I imagine there was a lot of fear there. But then I imagine there was also a lot of doubt because it's kind of like, what did I give my life to? And is hope gone? Have you ever been in a place where hope was gone, where hope seemed lost? Was it hard to get up and get out of bed when hope was gone? Was it hard to go to work when hope was gone? Was it hard to relate to your family when hope was gone? And I just ask those questions because, you know, there are times I've been in that place too. Well, man, why even get out of bed? Because hope is gone. That's where the disciples were on Silent Saturday. Hope was gone. But resurrection hadn't come yet. And so there was a lot of fear. Were they going to come after us next? There was a lot of doubt. Did we place our hopes in something that we shouldn't have placed our hopes in? Three, I'll say this. There was a lot of mourning, grief. Grief is our natural and an emotional response to loss. And they had lost their leader. So I imagine there was a lot of shock because they didn't think he was going to die, even though he told them so. And there was some anger. I wonder if Peter might have been angry at himself for denying him three times. So there's a lot of shock. There's a lot of anger. There's probably some disbelief. And so they were sitting and they were mourning because Sunday had not come yet, but Friday had already been there. What do we do when we face the silent Saturdays of our lives? A couple things just coming to mind. One, we do take the time to grieve the loss. Whether it's a loss of a relationship, loss of a loved one, loss of health, business, career, loss of a home, you name it. When we lose something, we should take time to mourn the loss. Because in mourning the loss, we recognize that we had love, or a psychological term for love, attachment. We were attached. We loved. And so we lost. And it's appropriate to take time to mourn. Number two, I'll also say this. It is appropriate to question. We can question God in the midst of our doubts and worries. We can question when we don't know what is next. Because between Friday and Sunday, they had to go through a process of transition. And in the case of the disciples, they did not know that Sunday was coming. They may have been told, but they still didn't know, just like they didn't believe that Jesus was going to die. So not only do we mourn when hope has been lost, or we lose something, but we go through a time of transition, whatever that might be for us. It might be mourning, it might be reframing our lives, it might be adjusting to new physical conditions or health in our bodies, it might be relocation to someplace else, maybe where we wanted to go or maybe where we didn't want to go. It might be adjusting to life without our friends and our family present. It was interesting as I was preparing for this, I came across some pictures. And one of the pictures I came across was from December 2012, Christmas. And for me, what was significant about that picture, it was the last picture that I took with my mother and my father, because my mother passed away in 2013. And so it was the last picture that I have of the three of us together. And I remember sitting there and thinking about, hey, that was a huge loss to lose my mother. I remember thinking about, you know, the story of our lives together. How, of course, they're my parents, they birthed us. How, of course, unfortunately, they got divorced at five. That was a loss because I no longer lived in the same house with my mother and father together. And so I thought about those losses, but then I thought about the process of transition. You know, one of the reasons I do what I do today is because my mother left something for me to be able not only to put her granddaughter through school, but helped assist me to go to school to prepare for this profession where I work as a pastoral counselor. So I like to say, when I went to that ascension of becoming a pastoral counselor, that was hope rising again. But I had to go through some silent Saturdays. Why is mama not here? Why couldn't my parents have stayed together? Why did it take so long for them to learn to relate to each other? We all have silent Saturdays, and I don't know what your silent Saturday is, but here's what I want to tell you. When your Good Friday comes and your hope seems lost, and you come to a silent Saturday, take the time to grieve, to mourn, to express some doubt, to ask questions, because all of that is part of the transition that needs to take place so you can get to your Resurrection Sunday, where hope will rise again, even if that hope is in a new and different form. My life today is in a different form. I have memories of my mother. Me and my brother often joke about some of the sayings and things she does. Every once in a while, I get a chance to talk to my dad about my mother. And I get to look at pictures like the one I found earlier and sit back, weep a little bit because I miss her, but then also rejoice because of the blessings I have. The blessings I have and how we continued on. So those are just some thoughts on Silent Saturday. Here's the thing I want to tell y'all. Silent Saturdays are going to come for all of us at certain points in life. Stay encouraged. Do the things we talked about so we can live through the Silent Saturdays and get to the Resurrection Sundays. This is William Hemphill, Faith and Family Empowerment. Thank you for joining me today. Take care. God bless you.